The baryonic to halo mass relation from mass and energy cascade in self-gravitating collisionless dark matter flow by Zhiji Zhu. The relation between properties of galaxies and dark matter halos they reside in can be valuable to understand structure formation and evolution, particularly the baryonic to halo mass ratio, BHMR, and its dynamic evolution. We first review some unique properties of self-gravitating collisionless dark matter flow, SGCFD, followed by their implications in derivation of BHMR. To maximize system entropy, the long-range interaction requires a broad size of halos to be formed. These halos facilitate an inverse mass and energy cascade from small to large mass scales that involves a constant rate of energy transfer epsilon U equals minus 4.6 times 10 to the minus 7 meters squared, S cubed. Considering galaxies and halos with a total baryonic mass MB, halo mass MH, halo virial size RH, and flat rotation velocity VF, the baryonic to halo mass relation can be analytically derived by combining the baryonic Tully-Fisher relation and constant rate of energy cascade epsilon U. We found a maximum BHMR ratio 0.076 for halos with a critical mass MHC 10 to the power of 12 mSun at Z equals 0. That ratio is much lower for both smaller and larger halos such that two regimes can be identified. I, for incompressible small halos with mass MHMHC, we have epsilon UF cubed, RH, VFH 1/3, and MBH 4/9. Combined with proposed double lambda halo mass function, the average BHMR ratio for all halos, 0.024 at Z equals 0, can be analytically derived, along with its redshift evolution. The fraction of baryons in galaxy is 7.6. This was the baryonic to halo mass relation from mass and energy cascade in self-gravitating collisionless dark matter flow by Zhiji Zhu.